Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you had just tuned in, welcome aboard. We got some outstanding stuff coming up for you straight ahead. You know, folks, one of my favorite things to do, as you know, I do over 1,000 live interviews every year, and many of them are with people who are experts. They're experts in one field or the other. They deposit some really good perspectives for us, and tips and tools and ideas and best practices in the areas of all the different key components that small business owners need to face, and including public policy and marketing and human resources and technology, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But my favorite interviews, believe it or not, I'm gonna give you a little secret here. My favorite thing to do of all the things that I do is to introduce you to real live small business owners out there in Heartland America who open up shops, open up businesses on Main Street, and they make a payroll, they contribute to their local communities, and it's not that our brain trust members do the same thing. They do something very similar to that. But these are folks who just go about doing their business every day and very many times anonymously. At least they try. Sometimes they try to be anonymous. But sometimes they do such a great job. Sometimes they just absolutely perform so incredibly that the cream really does rise to the top, and then they bubble up to the top of the radar screen, and all of a sudden it's very evident that what we are talking about here is really high quality. And then when that happens, they get recognized by people like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, who has chosen seven small business people around the country to represent them as the Small Business People of the Year, and to ultimately, within about 3 weeks or so, to be chosen, one of them to be chosen as a Small Business Person of the Year. And I'm happy to say that Cervantes' buddy Roy Ball is with us right now. He's one of those seven. He's the owner and the president of Coronado Paint and Decorating Center Incorporated in beautiful downtown Santa Fe. He's one of the top Small Business People of the Year. Buddy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here. Again, we're extremely humbled. We're very proud, and we just step back and look at the last 22 years and wonder, you know, what it was all about. And it was all about hard work. And now the recognition is there, and it's a tremendous honor for us.
Well, congratulations. I'm really proud of you. And my audience knows that when I say that, I mean that. I want you to tell us what you did before you got into this business.
Well, actually, I've been 22 years on my own. And before that, I was manager of Corporate America Sherwin-Williams, and before that I was a police officer for 3 years, and then before that a couple of years in the Navy, and then before that high school.
So you worked for a paint company for a while, and then you decided you'd go out on your own. The entrepreneurial sap started rising in your bark, and you decided to go out and do your own thing, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Again, the American dream, of course, 22 years ago might have been a little easier, but it was still very difficult. We were undercapitalized. In fact, the first time I had to do a big job, I had to go borrow money from a friend of mine because my credit line wasn't strong enough, and he loaned me the money to do a $22,000 carpet job.
Wow. Well, congratulations on having a good friend like that. But let's talk.
Still my friend. That's the good part.
Well, let's talk about what you were thinking. What were you thinking just before you opened up your own business when you were still an employee? What was going through your mind?
Well, Jim, I've always been a hard worker, and I never think of failure. I just thought of just moving forward. I never look back, and I think hard work would get me I've always thought that. Hard work gets you everywhere, you know. You'll always succeed no matter what you're doing.
So you believe that if you worked hard enough, even if you made mistakes, that if you worked hard enough, you could overcome those mistakes.
Yeah, and the big thing, Jim, is not to look back, but to continue. And when you make those mistakes, you just put them behind you and you go forth. And you go
isn't that the mark of a true entrepreneur is that you don't dwell on the past, you don't look back, you make a mistake, if you hit a speed bump, you just learn from that and move on to the next thing?
Yes, sir, that's correct. And again, we never think of failure. We just, if something, you know, there we got high and lows in our career, and we just at the highs we just go like crazy, and the lows we just get back on top again.
Buddy Roybal, ladies and gentlemen, is the owner and the president of the Coronado Paint and Decorating Center in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And he and I are going to be back in just a few minutes. When we come back, we're going to talk about how he grew this business. I want to go back and ask him to tell us more about being undercapitalized and how he saw that. We know one of the things he did, but how did he take care of the next job that he had? How did he grow his business? And we'll do that right after these messages. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you can and use it to your advantage, to your little heart's content. It'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, I think. And I, based on the way you're using our website, I think that's true, because more and more of you are using it. More and more of you are spending more time on our website, especially the blog. I really am excited about the way the blog has taken off, and the way you guys are using it, you're spending a lot of time with it, each visitor is, and I like that, because that means that you're interested in getting better. You're interested in growing your business in a higher quality way, and we like to think that we help you with that, and thank you for using our site. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and the blog. We'll send it to you. You don't even have to come get it if you want. Buddy Roybal is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the founder and the owner and the president of Coronado Paint and Decorating Center out of Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's one of the top 7 small business persons of the year that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has chosen. And Buddy, as a little bit of an aside, one of your hobbies, or maybe your only hobby, is you like to collect vintage cars, right?
Yeah, and again,
you got a number of them.
I'm going to be 60 this year, and I'm still a workaholic, so I don't know. I guess my hardest part is learning how to relax.
Right. But what I was going to tell you, though, is speaking of vintage cars, on this day in 1964, the Ford Motor Company unveiled the first Mustang. How about that? You remember that?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I have a 67 Mustang.
All right. I certainly remember those days. But anyway, that was a little bit of a tie-in there with one of your hobbies. Now, when you started your business, you were undercapitalized. You said that. How long did it take you to understand what that meant?
Very quickly, I understood that the challenge that I had before me is, and again, the challenge was not having enough money. So I grew my business very slow. You know, we started with paint, and then we added carpet, and then we added tile. So we kept adding as we could afford it. And, of course, my biggest was always to have a good credit line and good credit. So mm-hmm. I was very careful to build up that credit line. I'm very proud of that
right.
We've always had excellent credit even when we couldn't afford it. When we couldn't afford to have good credit.
So how long did it take you to build a good banking relationship?
Oh, actually, quite a few years. One of the biggest things that happened to us about 13 years ago is I got a small business loan from SBA.
Right. SBA guaranteed a business loan for you through a bank.
Uh-huh, through one of the banks, and that really is what took us off. We built our own building. We built a 17,000-square-foot building, and our sales from that first year that we opened increased tremendously. In fact, we outgrew our building in 3 years.
Mm.
We went from 5,000 square feet to 17,000, and
then outgrew
3 years later, we had outgrown it.
What did you do?
Well, we're still suffering with it. We have an extra warehouse, but
it's kind of a high class problem to be out to outgrow your facilities. But good for you for realizing that the SBA was there, and good for the SBA and your banker for working with you on that. Do you recommend that to folks who are having trouble getting the line of credit that they need, the level of credit they need? Do you recommend the SBA guaranteed loans?
Oh, yes, sir, definitely, because, again, it's a shot in the arm that maybe I would not be where I am now if we had not gotten that SBA loan, build our own building, and that also made us, you know, ownership is so important as a small business person, just like a homeowner.
Right, right.
It's so important to be to own your own business. I mean, especially the property, not, you know, paying rent is tough at either this level or at.
Well, that's what I have told people for years now, buddy. My audience is as soon as you possibly can, own your own building.
Oh yeah, you can't afford it at the beginning. Just like when you're trying to buy a house, can't afford it.
Plus, you may not be where you want to ultimately be.
Right. So again, we were blessed with that. My wife has been a tremendous supporter.
Does she work in the business?
Well, she's a great volunteer. She volunteers. Yeah, 20 some hours, and when she goes in there, she's like a whirlwind. We call her Hurricane Irene. When she comes in, she's such a worker that she'll go in there 5 or 6 hours to do what would take somebody else a whole week to do.
How many employees you got?
I have 25 employees, and then probably another 30 subcontractors that work.
Right. So you help make payroll for a lot of folks, don't you?
Oh, yes, sir. And again, my biggest joy is when everybody's making good salaries and the store's doing well, and we don't mind paying our employees. We're one of the highest paid employers in Santa Fe.
How have you been able to do that and still be profitable?
Well, the thing is, as a small business person, Jim, my achievement has never been I never worried about money. Like I said, I just worked harder, and we never worried about holding back. That's the joy of being a business owner, is that I make decisions daily, and I'm doing very quickly. And again, if we make a mistake, we move forward.
Now, one of the things I know that you do, you guys have a profit-sharing plan for your employees, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about that.
Don't mind sharing. When we have a good year, this last year, we were able to contribute $200,000.
Wow.
To a profit share, and so we're close to $1 million in it already. And so the employees.
When did you start that?
Started about 5 years ago.
Wow.
And again, the employees contribute nothing to it. Just, you know, if the store does
100% funded by you. Congratulations. Okay. We're going to take a quick break, buddy. When we come back, I'm going to ask Buddy, ladies and gentlemen, how does he handle the big box competitors? How does he compete with those guys? Does he even try? And does he agree with me that the price war is over? Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back with one of the top small business people of the year, Buddy Roybal. And you ain't had it. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Buddy Roybal, who's the president and the founder of Coronado Paint and Decorating Center in beautiful downtown Santa Fe, New Mexico. And, Buddy, how do you come? By the way, before we go any further, give us your website, please.
The website?
Yes.
www.coronadodecorating.com.
CoronadoDecorating.com. All right. Yes. Check that out when you get a chance, folks, if you want to see what a cool website looks like of one of the top small businesses in the country. Buddy, how do you compete with the big box companies?
That's real easy, Jim. We believe in tremendous service, and we do it by service, and we do it by, of course, one of the biggest things that we're proud of is honesty and fairness in our business. We're a Christian-based business, which is very important to us. In fact, we pray for our employees daily. We pray for strength, and we believe in being good stewards. So that makes it real easy for me.
You think that comes across and has an impact on your customers, don't you?
Yes, sir, because we have almost a $10 million business with no advertising.
Wow.
So we do it by being great community.
Now, Now, buddy, we got to get you on the radio out there somehow. We got there's no advertising business. That's not going to work.
No, but for us,
you got to spend a little money on radio, buddy. That's all there is to it.
we believe in being involved in the community. The more we give, the more we get back, Jim. So
yeah,
that would be my advice to a lot of small business persons: get involved in the community and give as much as you can, and it all comes back. Believe me, that's
when it comes to managing your employees. What's your advice?
Employees, of course, just treat them good and fair. And I give more than I take, which is always good because they feel that family. You know, we consider employees our family.
I think I want to move to Santa Fe and go to work for you, buddy. You got any openings out there?
Yeah,
you got any openings? I think I'll come out there and we're going to work for you, buddy. You are of Hispanic descent.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
And you live in a border state.
Yes, sir.
What are your thoughts on the immigration controversy and all the debate, I should say?
Well, again, Mexican workers are extremely hardworking. I believe the ones that have been here for over 3 to 5 years should be given amnesty. And then making them legal, so that's the biggest obstacle for them, the fear of being sent back.
So you think they should receive amnesty?
The legality is so important. They have to become legal. They have to go through a process.
So you would give them amnesty and put them on a process, on a track to become legal?
Right.
Yep. And citizens?
Put them on a fast track that they would become U.S. citizens and not be Mexicans in the United States.
But not when you say fast track, you don't mean a short course. You just mean get them going down the road toward that and go through the full process that others have gone through. What about our borders? What should we do about our borders?
Close them immediately. So
how do we do that, buddy? That's hard.
Well, I believe the military should be down there. I really do, because otherwise we're underfunded with the borders, mm-hmm. with the border guards. And unless you get the military down there, you're never going to be able to control it. It's just too massive. The border's too massive.
Do you think a wall is a feasible alternative?
You know, I was thinking about that last night. You know, the Chinese, when they way back thousands of years, that's how they solved their problems. They built
right.
the Great Wall of China, and the more you think about it, it's maybe not a bad idea.
Maybe not a bad idea. How often do you have an opportunity to hire an illegal?
We try not to, and we don't. We're very careful with that.
But, I mean, how often are you given the opportunity to hire an illegal?
Probably daily.
Every day, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they contribute a lot to the economy, don't they?
Yes, sir, they do. I wish, you know what I wish this government would do is put everybody in, I think we'd go to a national sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
And we that way we'd catch everybody when they go buy something. Everybody would be paying taxes.
Right, right. Well, that's one way to think about it. Buddy, last thoughts, 30 seconds. What's your last advice to the small business owners listening out there right now?
Well, again, fair honesty in your business. Treat your employees good. Get involved in the community. And faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's so important to us, especially. Again,
buddy,
I get shivers. Just as I said, I get shivers on my... Because we pray a lot.
Yeah. Well, obviously, it's been good for your business. Buddy, I'm going to see you in about 3 weeks. I'm going to be with the U.S. Chamber when you're in Washington, D.C. on the 12th.
Great, Jim. I've got your picture hanging right here.
I'm sorry about that. Well, but I'm looking forward to meeting you in person. Buddy Roybal, ladies and gentlemen, good job today, buddy. And I'll see
you
next
so
time.
Really
got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.